Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Barbara Adler, who is here with the film America. So thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Would you like to introduce our listeners? I know it's going to be quite tough because it's not very easy to narrow down what this film is about, but maybe you could give it your best shot to introduce our listeners to the actual subject and story of the film.
Sure. Well, America is kind of like a road trip movie between two people who are exploring the Czech phenomenon of tramping. So myself and the director, Jan Fokal, who in the film is called Honza, we basically travel through the Czech countryside trying to discover something about Czech tramping, but also to get closer to the bigger idea of tramping, which is kind of this like freedom or possibility of escape that you can find with your friends.
Let's explain to our listeners as well what exactly tramping is, especially in the Czech sense, because I think with the landscape, with the very distinctive and characteristic landscape that the Czech Republic has, it almost has an identity of its own.
Yeah, it's tramping is a really interesting one-of-a-kind phenomenon, and being from Canada, it's something new and magical to me as well. But basically, the idea is that it's a culture where people were gathering with their friends and reconnecting with nature and playing this kind of game where they would take on different sorts of fantasies from America and the Wild West. And people did it in lots of different ways, but basically the idea was that in your home, like in this country, in the Czech Republic, in this landscape, you could find kind of a dream of something bigger, something freer.
Right. And actually, tramping has really ever been examined in cinema. Let's say the only examples I can think of is like from American cinema. So it's very nice to see like the Czech twist to it, which is very distinctive, like I said earlier. Let's go back to the start of this production. Jan was telling me that you're a musician. And so was he. So how did the collaboration get started on this film? Maybe even how did you meet in the first place, and did you start talking about this project, and how did it happen?
Yeah, it's a really funny story. I'm actually in graduate school right now doing my Master's of Fine Arts, and my research project is on Czech tramping. So I was here last summer doing field research on tramping. So I was walking around on my own trying to find tramps, and I was having kind of a hard time finding people who really capture the spirit for me. Because as you saw in the film, a lot of the people who are still doing it in the old way are kind of older and have their traditions that they're really set in. And that somehow didn't appeal to me as much as what I was imagining. So I went to a potluck, like a tramp gathering at a museum. And Honza was one of the two people there who was under 40. Like, we were the youngest people there who weren't babies. So we kind of caught each other's eye and ended up having beer together and just started talking. And at first I knew he was making a film and he knew that I was researching tramping, but at first we were just going to, you know, go into the woods and have some fun and go on a bandroya. But they brought along a camera on one of the trips we did, and there was some kind of way of telling a story that Honza or Jan really liked, so they ended up flying me back to do the shooting that you see in this film.
You are a Czech Canadian, so are you familiar with the Czech Republic that much? I mean, in other words, have you lived here for long? Do you know much about it?
No, I'm a stranger here.
Yeah.
It's always, my family's Czech and I grew up speaking Czech, but I'm not totally fluent. My Czech is kind of like,
right.
Broken and mixed with a lot of English. So I've always kind of felt like I'm in between these two worlds, though, because in Canada, you know, the food I was eating at home was different from what my friends were eating at home, and I always felt like I had some other place that I was thinking about, which is here. But when I'm here, I'm always kind of thinking about Canada. So one thing that I really like about this film is this idea that you can be in a place and still be experiencing another place through what you're dreaming about.
I understand that. I grew up in Ireland, and I was born in Italy, so it's kind of like the same thing. Every time I go back, it's like I'm discovering something new. Maybe it was like that for you. You were discovering the place where you kind of originated.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I never I was never been so nationalistic about Canada as I am in this film, where I'm constantly like, "Well, in Canada we do this," and I'm Canadian. But you know this thing, like Ireland, I'm sure, like with Britain has this same relationship of like the big, you know. So for me, glorifying America is kind of a strange thing. So I'm glad it kind of comes out in the film that I'm Canadian, and I'm sort of saying that a few times.
So how did you how was the film structured? Was it structured like impulsively, like say you set off and you didn't really have a plan of how the whole thing was going to pan out, but you just kind of took to the road and saw where it was going and you had a camera with you?
Yeah, so Jan and I think his editor worked together and had kind of a basic structure, and definitely Jan had an idea that he wanted to get across, and he had some idea of things that he wanted to happen in the film, but more or less, we went and saw what came to us, and then would try to improvise with what really happened. So the dialogue you see isn't scripted. We met these characters we were meeting were by accident, and we would just kind of like work with them however we could. But we're definitely like looking for things to specific. Or Jan was looking for things specifically to get across his idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And were they open to actually being filmed? People that you met.
Yeah, they were, which surprised me. I've never been in something like this before, so I was actually kind of resistant to being filmed or being in a documentary. I didn't want to do it at first. So I assumed that everybody else would have this kind of resistance about being on the camera, but everybody we met seemed very happy to be in the film, yeah.
That helps. Okay, so we talked about this idea of tramping actually does fascinate me. And you said something earlier that kind of inspired this next question that I'm going to ask you. You first went to this group, and you were one of the only ones that was actually under 40, you said, that actually was involved in this practice of tramping, or did this. Why do you think that is? Is it because this generation just finds it hard to leave everything behind and just set off and just do something, you know, crazy like that?
I think it's a really interesting question, and I wouldn't want to speak for tramping culture, which I'm not part of, but coming from the outside, it seems like a big motivation for tramping was always this idea that you were dreaming of somewhere else and you couldn't go to that other place because, you know, like, you know, the political situation, people couldn't leave the country, or it was very difficult to leave the country, or they didn't have money to leave the country. You know, like, people were restricted where they could travel, so they made their dreams happen here. And now it seems for the last 20, 25 years, people have many more options, so maybe they're losing this interest in finding that dream here. But on the other hand, I think people's responses to the film, and when I talk to people about this in Canada, when I tell them like what is going on here, people really seem to connect with it. So I think there's still this hunger to find a simple way to kind of reconnect with that dream. It's just maybe getting lost a little bit.
I think, yeah, what's getting lost is like, I think what's changing more than getting lost is our perception of freedom, because we're so tied down by like, I don't know, social media or technology or the whole idea of consumerism, that it really is very hard to like leave it behind for more than like even a couple of hours before you start getting paranoid that you got a tweet or something like that, right?
It doesn't really happen unless you document it somehow or unless you put it on Facebook. Yeah, you can't. I don't really think you can take your iPhone tramping. Like, I think that might be one of the rules.
So there you go, you've already lost a lot of people that are like under a certain age. But maybe not. Maybe I think this film might inspire some people to actually do something like this, like the way that I was kind of instantly inspired as soon as I started watching it. This film is entitled America, but it's not about America as the physical country. It's more about like something like a concept, like this thing that you visualize, this dream that you want to get to.
I mean, I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I think about the American dream. For me, it means like cultural imperialism and, you know, globalization and all these things that are I find kind of impressive. I don't find freedom in America anymore, but I do have the same romanticism for the Wild West and cowboys, which was never real, right? Like, the Wild West has always been a fantasy, even in America, where it supposedly it's always been a mythology. So I really connect to this idea of telling stories or playing games to create a freedom that you can't experience in your real life. So for me, the America in the film is actually more like the stories that we're telling, or the walk that we're doing, or the game that we're playing.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating to witness it on screen, and it was great talking with you about it, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thanks so much, Matt. I hope you go tramping.
Yes, absolutely. I will make plans to actually go.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.